Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, this violence you're speaking of, too. I'm getting tired of these people like Bannon. The other day, in my opinion, he should have been drugged right by the scruff of his neck right back in that courthouse, because everything he said in his little post-interview was very, very threatening in my mind. And you know what this all smells like to me, that I think's behind a lot of this stuff? The ringleader himself, Roger Stone, who I think should be in prison as well. But, you know, someday maybe something will stick to these guys, as opposed to just a slap on the wrist. This guy from the insurrection, what did he get? 3 years? He'll probably do about, what, 9 months, a year, tops? To my mind, he should be in prison for at least 10 years.
Right, yeah. No, you're putting your finger on something, and there was a terrific article. We talked about this before the other day in the New York Times about weaponizing violence. The Republican Party is slowly drifting towards violence, threats, and actual violence on January 6th. The QAnon shaman got 41 months, and he's already served 10, so he will serve 31 more months, and with a little good time, he'll probably get out in 2 years, a little more. There have been very light sentences given to a lot of the other people, 30 days, 60 days, probation. I think that the ones that involved violence against the police, punching them, hitting them, they're going to get longer jail terms than they should. And some of them where they almost kicked a cop to death, I'd give them a substantial 15, 20 years for doing something like that, maybe more. There's got to be a real consequence. Now, with Bannon and Stone and all those people, one of the problems was Trump either commuted sentences or pardoned people. Manafort, Bannon, Stone, all of these people. Oddly, the one person he didn't pardon was Rudy Giuliani. Rudy's a stooge. Rudy got left holding the bag. But the rest of them, all criminals, absolute criminals, pardoned. Bannon's a criminal. I mean, he's the guy that was ran the scam to build the wall. And so everybody sent him millions of dollars and he helped himself to a slug of it. These people come out of court and then they hold these press conferences. Let me tell you what would happen to an average guy. Let's say here in Milwaukee, there's somebody who is an accused drug dealer or something, and he's arrested, and from our inner city. And then on the, we're going to let you out on parole while waiting for the trial. And he gives a press conference on the courthouse steps saying, drugs are good, I'm going to continue to do it, and we'll find a way around this. He would be back in jail so quick, there'd be handcuffs on him, and they'd drag him back before he got down to the sidewalk. To let these characters pimp the judge right to their face. Remember, Stone is the guy that when he was out on parole waiting for trial, videotaped a picture of the judge, a woman, with crosshairs on her, threatening her murder. Do you know what would happen in Wisconsin if you did that in a criminal case or any case? It would be revoked. You would be back in there, and there would be a second charge against you for threatening the judge. What did that judge do? Very, very passive. Didn't do anything. One of the problems is, first of all, of course, at the time, the Justice Department was controlled by Crooked William Barr. So Crooked William Barr is not going to countenance anything that would go against Trump. However, what a judge can do, if there's a contempt in her presence, she can absolutely, absolutely order that person to jail. And if the Justice Department won't prosecute it, appoint a special prosecutor. A very distinguished local lawyer with a former prosecutor in a private firm will go after the guy. They don't do that. They didn't do that. And these people got away with murder. They got away with murder. So what do we do with it all? They're weaponizing violence for the first time since the Civil War. In the Civil War, there was plenty of violence within the Congress, fights, one guy almost beaten to death with a cane and all that. And people said enough. And Lincoln raised an army and sent it down to take care of business. Okay. Well, now we're later And we had Trump in there who was fomenting this stuff. Now we have Biden. He's trying to navigate his way through a lot of things. But you're absolutely right, Dick, exactly right on the money. Let's talk about some finances for a while. And I just want to put this on your radar, some of this stuff. West Virginia, Manchin, Joe Manchin represents West Virginia. West Virginia is the second poorest state in the United States. Its median household income is $48,850. With that, by median, what that means, that doesn't mean average, and it doesn't mean mean, it means median. What does median mean? Median means that half the incomes in West Virginia are below $48,850, and half of them are above it. Half of West Virginia makes less than $48,000 a year for a household, for a husband, wife, and family of four. The poverty rate there is greater than 17.5%, one of the highest in the country. 17.5%. You would think that a guy who represents West Virginia, who is a Democrat, would vote for the Build Back Better bill, the soft infrastructure. You'd think that he would vote for universal pre-K for 4 and 5 year olds. You'd think that he would vote for the child tax credit, for better Medicare and Medicaid, extending it to 9 million people, actually extending it to 3 million people for the first time, and enhanced benefits for 9 million people. You'd think that he would care somewhat about elder care and about child care. You think he'd care? No. I think that Manchin is about to stick a spear, this is my instinct, in that bill. He keeps raising the flavor of the week. Now he's going after electric vehicles. Doesn't want union-made electric vehicles to get any preferential treatment at all. Now he is once again going after paid leave. Saying, well, I've reconsidered it. Paid leave. Now, listen, Jack, half of the incomes in your state are under $48,850 a year, and you have a poverty rate of over 17.5%. You in Mississippi are there, and some guy is a paid leave for sickness or for a birth of a child. Come on. Hey, Jack, you're a Democrat, Jack. You are a Democrat. He's a sneaky one. What he is he owns big interest in a coal company, $30 million. I've seen some of the figures. He gets a lot of income every year from it. He is not representing West Virginia. He's not representing the second poorest state in the country. He's representing energy companies. That's what he's doing. Let's be blunt about it. I'm being very blunt about it. Joe Manchin will stick a spear in this, and without his vote, it ain't passing the Senate. That is my fear, because Joe Biden has dumbed it down as much as he can. Okay, we're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.